Is your club suffering from a lack of media exposure and not enough publicity? Are your own members and supporters constantly shrugging their shoulders and saying, "We didn't know that"? Or are you a parent of a talented child whose sporting achievements have gone unnoticed and you are wondering why? We can make all the excuses under the sun while we are the victims. Or we can get the help of the experts. At Community Sports Media Services, our mission is to allow all community sporting organisations an opportunity to promote and publicise their achievements, activities and important internal club information to their players, members and supporters, as well as provide a tool for promoting the club to all interested outside parties. To find out how we can take your club to the next level, ring us on 0402 012 716 or email communitysportsmedia@gmail.com. Don't forget to like our Facebook page, Community Sports Media Services. Don't let your club remain in the shadows of obscurity. Come out into the spotlight and shine. It's showtime. Andrew, to tell us all that happened and all of the news, all the goss, everything that happened at the Junior Country Championships on the weekend is GoFC coaching co-director Pete Bradley, who joins us on the line.
He's finally back from his travels, is he?
Finally. Yeah, exactly.
Pete, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Tired. Oh, I think is the word.
Yeah, and the we got a bit of a bad line there. You're out in Mount Moriac, or is it Mount Moriac?
That's it. Yeah, we're out here, so hopefully we can. Hopefully we can stay on track.
Yeah.
Push a couple of cows out of the way, and it's probably
we might get better reception that way, huh?
Yeah, we'll give it a go.
Now, mate, what an amazing first of all, congratulations to yourself and to Mike Chapman and to the rest of the crew at GoFC Coaching. I mean, this is what, fourth year now that you guys have been organising, and from all accounts, this was just the most successful year to date.
Yeah, it is the fourth year. Bigger and better every year, as you say, and results on the park, not just results, but just the whole weekend was a great success. We had, 164 kids travel all the way up to Albury, which was a long way, obviously. The weekend was great on and off the field. Just the whole venue, the whole weekend just gets bigger, better, and more fun, which is great.
Absolutely. Now, we haven't got much time, so there are 11 teams to get through. Let's go through them all. Let's start off with the under-11 girls and work our way up. But give us a little bit of a brief rundown. Who are the coaches, the main sponsors, the results of the finals, if they made it to the finals, and anything
we've
else.
We've ended up, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, with the girls, we've got a great sponsorship with Geelong Port for all the girls, which made a big difference for all the families travelling up there.
We're just pointing away to the jersey behind us here at the moment, Pete, with Geelong Port's on there.
Yep, and look, you can see from there, the kits look fantastic, and we had even a few other regions comment on how good and how smart the kits look. But, thanks to Geelong Port for sponsoring basically all 60 girls. It's a massive sponsorship that we spoke about, but with the under-16s, mate, we'll start off. Yeah, what a great little bunch of stars there. They play with Smile. Mickey Clark Adams and Steve Kunto were their coaches.
So this is the under-16 girls, yep?
No, this is under-11.
Under-11, sorry.
Yeah, but look, they were just fun, out there to have fun, always with a smile on their face. And look, they did great. They finished top of their group with 5 wins, a draw and a loss. And they ended up playing Ballarat in the final, which was fitting because their draw and their loss was against Ballarat. And in the final, the weather set in. It was 10 degrees, 10 mile rain. And look, it was a tight game, terrible conditions. But they showed their character and they came through with a 1-0 win, which was just amazing for everybody involved. And just the cheers and the smiles afterwards was amazing. You know, obviously the first... Yeah,
Evie Chorsich was the scorer of that lone goal, and that was what a great thing for Geelong football to see the girls doing so well. And then before we go further, the girls contingent has just grown immensely year in, year out, hasn't it?
Yeah, 4 years ago we couldn't even raise one girls team. We were keen to do it, but so 4 years I think we had 16 girls register for trials for three teams. So in just the space of 4 years, we've grown from nothing to where we are now, four teams, and bringing away tournaments. Last year was our first representation in the final with our under 12 girls. But this year, to get to three finals and come away with two is just a testament to the girls and the clubs and Geelong women's football. It's fantastic.
Brilliant. Oh, well done to Mickey and Steve too. That'll make the people down at the Bellarine Sharks pretty happy as well. So,
yeah. Moving along, we've got the under 12 girls, under 14 girls, and the under 16 girls. Let's start off with the under 12 girls.
Yeah, so the under 12 girls, obviously Geelong Port again with Vicky Maroulis and Penny Beckwith looking after those girls. Look, this was a tough one because we really struggled for players for some reason at this age group. And a few months ago, we were really struggling to even field a team. So, testament to people who came in, we ended up fielding a team of 13 players rather than the 14. Mm-hmm. And that included five underage players, basically, not just make up the numbers, but to get the girls out there. So we were desperate to get those girls up to Albury and everybody involved. And look, they exceeded all expectations. They did great. They ended up, unfortunately, missing out on the final, but they were a very credible third with two wins, a draw, and two losses. But as I say, with where we were a few weeks ago, it was fantastic to get them up there and finish third. So, yeah, really happy with how they played.
Now, the under 14 girls, they went one better, but they were very unlucky not to go all the way. How did the under 14 girls go?
Yeah, so under 14 girls, Geelong Port again, obviously Simon Wrench, Grace Hudson, and Vlado Jakic. Look, they were a strong side, very, very strong side all the way through the group stages. They ended up finishing second in the group with three wins and two losses and playing Ballarat in the final. I think there was a few conditions, the wind changed and. They got went down 1-0 with a long shot from the halfway line. So, disappointed to lose that one because they were, we were hoping they'd go one better. But look, it is what it is, and there's no regrets with that. But yeah, they did great again, and finishing second is certainly no mean feat.
And then certainly last but not least, in fact, the under 16 girls. They went one better than the under 14 girls, who went one better than the under 12 girls. So as we're sort of progressing up the chain, they seem to do really well. They came back champions, the under 16 girls.
They did, and again, similar to the under 12s, if we go back 4 or 5 weeks, we just didn't have a side. We were looking really close to not being able to field a side, but look, thanks to parents and players who came in and made up a team. We ended up going there with a 15 of the 16, so we didn't get a full complement of the squad. But wow, these girls just put it on for the weekend, and they won their group with three wins, a draw, and came out in the final against Albury, who have been the team to beat in girls football, and they beat them 3-0. So it was a great result. I know Jamie was suffering with injuries, and I think it was on the last day was. Almost down to the last few players. But again, credit to our sports trainer, Alona Broom. She got the girls up. Girls like Maeve McKenna got out of bed apparently on Monday morning and didn't think she'd be able to play. But she got in touch with Alona and she got her up there and she scored the first goal. So little stories like that make it all worthwhile. Yeah.
Maeve McKenna scored a goal. Yasmin Gibson scored a goal, and Isabel Hooley. So they were the scorers of the three goals in the final. So fantastic result for the under 16 girls. Now we'll turn our attention to the.
Just before you go on to there, when you caught your breath, Pete, could I give you a bit of a challenge? I'd really like to see you get out and really promote how well that under 16 girls team has got, because that's one thing that we've lost from our local competition this year. We don't have an under 16 girls competition, and no wonder it was hard for you to fill spots. But I'd like you to really see you get out and promote how good that under 16 girls team is gone, and hopefully in 2020 we'll have it over 16 competition again.
Well, let me interject there, Pete. I reckon me and you have already done a bit there, because in tomorrow's Geelong Advertiser there's going to be a report about this. We've been given the green light that there is going to be something about this, and all these teams will be covered. So definitely we're already there, aren't we, Pete?
That's good. Yeah, no, hopefully. And look, it's not just the 16s, it's all the girls' football, you know? Yeah,
absolutely.
It's something that we need to really work on as a region with the clubs. But, yeah, you can just see from the performances and from, you know, the results that we got this weekend, Geelong is a force with girls' football. And it's something we need to keep on top of, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. And, look, as far as future challenges concerned, certainly as we progress a little bit closer towards the end of the season, or even in the off-season when we can start talking about next year, because the country championships will be in Geelong next year, we can also talk about what needs to be done as well, because there's so many things that could be done and need to be done just to go to that next level. And we will talk about that. But for tonight, let's talk about retrospectively what happened over the weekend. So I'm just weary of the time. We'll move over to the boys. We'll do the two boys teams, the under 11 North and the under 11 South, and then we'll take a little bit of a break and then we'll resume. So Pete, with the under 11 boys, over to you.
Yep, under 11 North. So a great sponsorship from Bernie at CIT Solutions. They were coached Robbie and Adam Nogler, father and son partnership there. Look, these boys, probably the fight back of the competition. They lost their first game and drew their second game on the first day. So not a great start to the weekend, or not what they expected. But they knew it was going to be tough. And then that was backed up by a loss in their first game on day two. So, look, they were really back up against the wall to try and get through to the finals. But they came through and they won their last three games. We're showing great spirit, resilience, which we want in these young players. And, look, they were hungry. And, look, they really hit their straps. And they finished second in the league, which set up a semi-final against the Southern team. So that was all set for Monday morning. The Southern team, they were sponsored by Hare House Warehouse in Westfield, Geelong. James Ramage and Undo Munts were their coaches. Look, James, his meticulous preparation showed in the group stages. They went through a pretty convincing group stage, not being beaten, winning their group, which set up the semi-final on the Monday morning. And, as we went into the semi-final, the Battle of Barwon, as we want to call it, look, both teams were in form, really was. But unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, but as it came out, the Southern group came out 5-1 winners in that day. So a convincing win, and the first time that the Southern group had actually beaten the Northern group in competition. So, look, it was great. Just to get both teams, both under 11 teams in the semi-final was amazing. We would have preferred it in the final, but the football both teams played, and as I say, the resilience and the style of play is just great for the region.
I know. Just very, very quickly, with regards to that age group, I guess a lot of concern was that, you know, with Geelong, the new NPL team, a lot of the best talent would also be drained out and there'd be nothing left. But on the contrary, it seems to me that it's opened up a whole heap of opportunities for kids that probably otherwise wouldn't get a chance. And it looks like they're taking the bull by the horns in a collective sense, and probably outperforming or exceeding all expectations. So kudos to the parents of those kids, and kudos to the coaches. Like, some of the caliber of those coaches you've just mentioned, Pete, and we haven't even gone into the second half. That's unreal. It really is.
It is, yeah. Look, and the under-11s is still mini-roos, right? So we're still into the northern and southern hubs. But, again, just the level of player coming through at under-11 age is amazing. And then under-12s, we start to come into the NPL, which, you know, did have a bit of an impact this year with the two NPL clubs to the country champs. But just we had 48 kids or 50 kids at each trial for the northern and southern hubs. And the quality of, yeah, and so from picking 28 kids out of 100 just shows that the talent is there and the numbers are there.
Awesome.
And look, it was a great thing going through. Look, and as I say, going back, the Southern team got to the final. Unfortunately, they couldn't back up the rest of their games through the group stages and the semi. They ended up being beaten 4-0 by Albury, but Albury were a very good team as well. So look, it was just great to watch, you know, 10-year-old, 11-year-old kids playing just the quality of football that they did. So
phenomenal.
Again, it's just a real positive outlook for Geelong, definitely.
Awesome, Pete. Stay on the line. We're going to take a little bit of a break, just catch some ads or something so we can catch our breath. And then when we return, it's the under-12 boys. Welcome back. You're listening to or watching the Geelong Region Soccer Show on FNR, Football Nation Radio. On the line, we've got Pete Bradley from GoFC coaching, and we are going and basically having a post-mortem going through each of the teams. And Pete, we're up to the under-12 boys. How did they perform, the under-12 boys?
Yeah, so the under-12 boys, again, Hare House Warehouse, Geelong, a great sponsor for three teams this year. They were coached by Gary Harper and Andrew Harvey. Look, they were in a really competitive competition. They got off to a flying start against Bendigo, but unfortunately lost their next two games through Shepparton and Albury. But similar to the under-11 North, their backs were against the wall, and they needed performances to be even a chance of the finals, and that's what they did. They came out and won their last two games, which was fantastic. So they narrowly missed out on a final spot, finishing third. But I guess just to gauge it with that one, a few weeks ago we played a friendly versus Ballarat, and those guys, they got beat 11-1 in the friendly. And the final game on Monday for these guys, on Sunday for these guys, they actually beat Ballarat 3-0. So,
oh, wow.
Going from 11-1 a few weeks ago to a 3-0 win just shows how much those kids improved and how much they developed in there. So, look, definitely unlucky to miss out on there, but a couple, it's competition football, and a couple of losses is the difference between going through. But Yeah, great performances from the kids.
Now, under-13 boys, they also were unlucky not to get into the final. They finished in third, is that right?
Yeah, again, a similar, very strong competition, under-13s. These guys sponsored by Red Upholstery and Synergy Automation, with Rob Casher and Bernard Fevrier in charge. They went off to a flyer, 6-0 win against Gippsland in the first game, and everything was great, but then crashed down with a 7-0 loss in the second game, and I think that summed up their competition is up and down. They ended up finishing third with 3 wins and 2 losses. But again, winning more games than losing and narrowly missing out is just a sign that how good they're going. But again, competition football, you got to get those. And look, they lost to Albury, who went on and convincingly won the tournament. So certainly nothing to be ashamed of there. The football was great, and look, they had a great tournament as well. So.
Now, the under-14 boys arguably are the luckiest team in Geelong because apparently they're off to China. Tell us more about what that involves.
Yeah, they are. So the 14 boys, Choice Conveyancing, local conveyancing company in Geelong, and also backed by Piranha Snack Foods. Dean Graham and Lisa Brooks took the kids through. Oh, mate, their group phase was amazing. They topped the league, winning 6 games, drawing 1 and losing 1. Which took them through to the final. And the final was a closer game than what most people thought. Against Latrobe Valley, it finished with a 1-1 draw, Dev Nair scoring the goal. Went to extra time, very tight, very intense, as you can imagine. But, yeah, in the end, the result was 1-1, which meant that the competition was, the actual country championship was shared. But it was brought back to the group phase, and because of the way they performed, they're going to go and represent Vic Country Football Association in China in September, which is an amazing opportunity. Yeah, so we've got 16 kids or 15 or 16 kids and a couple of coaches going over to China to represent our region. So it Fantastic. Just goes to show how the country championships now is being supported, and what an opportunity for these kids. I spoke to Lisa and Dean tonight, and yeah, I think they're more excited than the kids. You know what I mean? It's an opportunity for the coaches as well, and so really pleased for those guys.
Well, Lisa Brooks has just sent through a message on the Facebook Live, and she says none of this would happen without the dedication of both Pete and Mike. to revive the competition for all Geelong Region junior players. Top job for GOFC. Thank you from all of us. We echo those words. Well done, Lisa Brooks. Thank you. On to the under-15s, the penultimate team that we're covering tonight. How did the 15 boys go?
Yeah, 15 boys again. Look, they finished second in their group. They left it to the last minute. Sponsored by Airhouse Warehouse, Westfield Geelong. Brian Duncan and Norbert got the boys playing, you know, a great style of football. But in the end, it came down to another game or another result that they needed. So for the last game, yeah, there was the Geelong family basically became Gippsland fans. They needed a draw from Gippsland Bendigo, and Gippsland hadn't got a point all game, but they came through and got a draw against Bendigo, which was great, which made our guys go through to the final on goal difference. And look, in the end, ultimately, Albury, the team that dominated that group, came through 3-0 winners. But look, to get to the final and to play the way they did was a great achievement from the coaches and the boys. So, yeah.
And certainly, yeah, last but not least, the under-16 boys came home champions.
Oh, look, we probably left the best till last, if that's not taking away anything from the other teams. But look, the under-16 boys were amazing, absolutely amazing over the weekend. The style of football and what they did and achieved through the weekend was fantastic. Not only were they unbeaten in the group stage and obviously taking the final, they never conceded a goal all weekend. So
wow.
To go through that without conceding a goal, well, what can you say? And it wasn't just, you know, it wasn't just back, you know, parking the bus. It was a genuinely attacking style of football, and it was great to watch. Really was great to watch. So yeah, certainly from a purist football point of view, these guys deserved everything they did. So credit to Andy and Jack and obviously their club coaches for getting those boys up and well. But a
now
great
they,
way to
they,
finish.
Who they play in the final was the Sunraysia.
They played Sunraysia.
And the result was, yeah. What was it, 2-0?
It was 2-0, yeah. So Angus Chapman and Nathan Phillips. So one of the Warrnambool boys who travel up, you know, two or three times a week to Geelong. Came in with the goals. So, but look, yeah, a great way to finish those guys. And obviously it's the last time they'll represent the region. So a fitting way to bow out, definitely.
And Angus Chapman, of course, he's a regular first teamer at Geelong Rangers. And although he's 16 now, he was 15 up until a few weeks ago, really. And he's one of those electrifying 16-year-olds around town that is just setting the region alight. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It was actually his birthday on Friday in Albury. So,
oh, there you go.
So he's actually 16. He got his 16th birthday on Friday night. So, yeah, it was great.
What a way to celebrate. Pete, thank you so much. I know we've gone a little bit longer than we expected, but it was absolutely riveting just to hear the next generation of talented kids coming up through the ranks and coaches. Let's not forget the coaches who some of them have been there for the last 3 or 4 years, but some of them just recently. And the opportunities this is providing, not just for the players, the junior players, but the coaches is immense. So to you and Mike Chapman, I think on behalf of the entire Geelong region, thank you very much for seeing that foresight and that vision of a few years back to revive something that obviously has got so much potential and still is nowhere near to being realised. So well done, Pete and Mike.
Yeah, thanks, Chauncey, for getting us on there and giving us a report. And, as I say, a great weekend for social, you know, for everybody involved in Geelong. And we want to just say a thank you to all the club coaches out there, because we've seen over the last few years that kids are coming into the program now a lot better technically and know a lot more about the game. So credit to all the club coaches out there for what they're doing. We only get the kids into the program for 5, 6, 7 weeks, but what's going out at Clubland now is fantastic. So, great. Yeah, thanks
awesome.
To all of those. Keep going. Yeah.
Thanks, Pete.
Yeah, thanks, Pete. We really appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys. Cheers. Bye.